I'm Rhiannon Kivisto, and I'm in 11th grade.
I'm Keith Kivisto, and I'm a senior.
Let's see. Let's talk about the mural is up. It's completed. It looks pretty good. And both of you were involved in painting it?
Yeah, we were. We were in period three.
Tell me about the project. When did it start? How long has it been going on?
It started early in the spring, and we just started with sketches and planning out things, and it went all the way, you know, for about 2 months, and we finished it, you know, like the last day of school.
So you'd spend an hour or two every day painting it? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every other day we would.
It's about an hour and 50 minutes, hour and 40 minutes each day, or every other day.
Were you also involved in creating the design, or was that already set when you came in?
Yeah. It was everyone, just every class made their own little piece to it, and they all had their own little ideas that we just kind of combined it all into one giant mural.
Now, I know there's a celebration coming up to kind of unveil it, and can you talk about that and what's happening with it?
Yeah, it's this Saturday for Oktoberfest. What we're going to be doing is just introducing the whole mural to the community, and it's behind the school district office at 2 p.m., right in that yard.
Right below the mural, okay.
Yeah. This,
the mural, for people who don't know, is up on that big brown wall that hasn't had anything up there. It's a big improvement up there.
Yeah.
Definitely. And this piece of work has a title, too?
It's called The United Hands.
It's titled The United Hands to represent the culture and diversity in our community. You know, it's represented through, you know, icons and flags and landscapes and languages that represent the different cultures in Petersburg.
I saw landscapes in there. I saw look like Easter Island heads.
Yeah.
what else is in there?
Let's see. There's
flags, yeah, and different animals, different monuments from different countries. I mean, if you look hard enough, you'll see Eiffel Tower, and just I think there's a Great Wall, and it's just a bunch of different icons from the different countries and nationalities of the people from Petersburg.
Waldo's not there, though.
You know what? There might be a couple Waldos in there.
What were you going to say?
There's German writing, too. You have to look for it, but it's in the sky. I think we put it there for Henrika. She was our exchange student last year.
Yeah, this is a pretty big mural. Can you talk about the size and what it went into creating it as well?
Well, it's about 10 feet tall and 48 feet long. It's 12 individual pieces of aluminum panels that were painted and put together like a big puzzle. It's very colorful and really diverse.
Can you talk a little bit about what it was like to paint it? Did you have it all laid out on the ground and paint it that way, or was it in separate panels? What was that?
It was all in separate pieces we had mapped out and in drawings that people did with the projection of the individual sketches that were on small pieces of paper. And then from the sketches that we put on the panels, we painted them and then just had everything lined up and then put them together on the wall and looked at them together.
At some point, you saw it all come together in one big piece, right?
Yeah, okay. Right before we were done, we had it all lined up and looked at it.
Yeah, but most of it was working on it, you know, separately. And it was really neat to see it put together. Cause
it is impressive. What do you think the final product? What do you think about it?
You know, I was actually pleased with it because, you know, most of it was just individuals' ideas and everyone's different kind of, you know, sketching, like different style of drawing. But when it all came together, it looked good.
You've also created this thing now that's permanently up there on the side of the building,
mm-hmm.
So that's got to feel good.
It's going to be cool to come back in 10, 20 years and
yeah,
show
you. Yeah, you were a part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Big part of it.
Ariel, let's put you in front of one of these microphones so you can join in on this discussion.
My name is Ariel Fonseca. I'm a junior this year, and last year I took part in the high school mural project, obviously. And, I just helped with that a little bit, and just she had her art classes take part of it and put ideas in.
Did you do painting or design work or both?
I think everybody kind of did a little bit of everything. I guess most of us had, you know, some sort of assignments. But, yeah, I designed, I mean, not that big of a part because, you know, there's so many kids that did it. But I did some things. I drew a windmill, and, you know, and everyone kind of helped with the painting, too, in different parts.
And what do you think about the finished product? Are you happy with it?
Yeah, I'm happy with it. It looks nice. It's really colorful. And it's, you know, something really cool that we can say that we did, I guess, 20 years from now, like you said.
Anything else from the creation of it? Any funny or embarrassing stories from painting this mural? Or?
Well, all the paint was permanent, so.
Yeah, lots of stained clothes.
Lots of stained clothes. A lot of spills, but it turned out nice.